不但拣选我们，你还爱我们。
Not only choosing us, you love us also.
早上我们感谢你，让我们有机会再来思想你的话。
We thank you for giving this opportunity to consider your words this morning.
让我们得到一个智慧的心。
Give us a heart of wisdom.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
我们今天想在这里用一次的机会来结束希伯来书。
We want to use this time to conclude the book of Hebrews.
因为我们花了很长的时间在讲希伯来书。
Because we have spent a great deal of time in studying the book of Hebrews.
可能有些地方我们已经记得不大清楚了。
Maybe we forgot some part of.
所以能够有一次把整本书摆在一起也是好的。
So and I think it is good to use this time to look at the whole book.
然后下一个主日开始我们要一起来思想约翰一书。
And the beginning next Sunday we will study First John, the book of First John.
希望我们弟兄姊妹在这个礼拜回去的时候在家里能有机会来读一读约翰一书。
I wish brothers and sisters will study the book of First John at home this week.
如果主许可的话我们能够在退休会以前把约翰一书看完那就很好。
It would be good if God allows us to finish the book of First John before the summer conference.
然后在那个夏令会以后呢，我们再看主引导我们下面怎么来学习什么。
And after summer conference, we will see how God guides us.
让我们一起打开希伯来书第一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter one.
希伯来书第一章告诉一开始就让我们看见希伯来书这一卷书的中心。
In the beginning of the book of Hebrew, we see the theme of that book.
这一卷书第一章让我们看见就是神的儿子。
The first chapter of this book led us to see the Son of God.
不但这个神的儿子是希伯来书的中心，神的儿子也是这整本书的中心。
Son of God is the center of the book of Hebrew, is also the whole theme of the whole Bible.
所以我们读圣经的人如果能够把神的儿子从这本圣经上读出来，我们才能得到帮助。
So when we study the Bible, if we can see the Son of God in the Bible, then we will receive help.
如果我们读了圣经却不能够看见神的儿子，那我们再读圣经也不能够得到帮助。
If we study the Bible and we cannot see the Son of God in the Bible, then there's no use to us.
所以这一卷书一开始就让我们看见非常的清楚，神的儿子乃是这一卷书的中心。
Then in the beginning of this book, we clearly see the Son of God is the theme of this book.
当我们弟兄给我们交通第一章的时候，他告诉我们这第一章呢，他的从第一节到第四节就把整本书的中心讲出来了。
The thesis of this book is in verse one to four of the first chapter.
在第一节到第四节里面，他告诉我们几件重要的事情。
There are several important things mentioned from verse 1 to 4.
他说，从前神在古代的时候是借着先知来晓谕他的百姓。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
在末世的时候，神乃是借着他的儿子来晓谕我们。
But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son.
第二点，他告诉我们，神的儿子已经是承受万有的。
And secondly, it lets us know that the Son, He has appointed heir of all things.
并且他也创造诸世界。
And through whom He made the universe.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，他也是神本体的正像。
And the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representations of His being.
他用全能的命令来托住万有。
And sustaining all things by His powerful word.
他洗净人的罪，就坐在高天。
And He provides purification for sins, and He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
他晓谕我们，这是代表那个先知的职分。
And this tells us that he represents the priesthood. The prophet. Sorry.
这里讲到他承受万有，代表他有这个君王的职事。
And he says he appoints heir of all things. His ministry of king as a king.
这里讲到他洗净众人的罪，表示他有祭司的那个职事。
And here he says his purification for all our sins. It speaks of his priesthood.
在旧约，神借着先知、借着君王、借着祭司，来扶持他的百姓。
In the Old Testament, God sustained His people. God served His people through prophets, through king, and priests.
但是在新约的时候，都在神的儿子的身上。
But in the New Testament, all these are in His Son.
对，这第一章告诉我们，这有一个超越的日子。
So in the first chapter, that let us know this is a superior son.
他超过一切了。
He is the surpassed of all things.
好，然后下面开始就要讲到这个超越的儿子，要做些什么事。
And later it tells us what does this superior son would do.
希伯来书让我们看见这个超越的儿子要做三件事情。
And in the book of Hebrew, let us see the son would do three things.
他要带我们进入三件事情。
He will lead us into three things.
头一件事就是把我们带进荣耀的里面。
First, he will lead us into glory.
在希伯来书第二章里面，他告诉我们，神的儿子乃是要带我们进入荣耀。
In the second chapter of Hebrew, it says, the Son of God will lead us into glory.
这里最重要的一节圣经是在第十节。
The most important verse in chapter 2 is verse 10.
他说这里那个万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God for whom and through whom everything exists.
神把他的儿子给我们有一个目的，乃是救恩的目的，乃是带我们进去那个荣耀的。
The purpose of God giving us His Son is for the salvation and to bring us into glory.
然后在第二章第十六节到第十八节告诉我们。
And verse 16 to 18 of chapter 2 tells us.
怎么样神可以把我们带进荣耀里面呢
？How does God lead us into into the glory?
他说他就在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。
It says, for this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God.
为着带我们进入荣耀的缘故，神的儿子就成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。
In order to bring us into glory, the Son of God has to become a merciful and faithful high priest.
这是在第二章。十七节到十八节的你所讲的。
It was mentioned in chapter 2, verse 17 to 18.
这是神的儿子要做的头一件事。
This is the first thing that Son of God will do.
带我们进入荣耀的。
To lead us into the glory.
第三章和第四章告诉我们神的儿子做的第二件事。
And in chapter 3 and 4, it tells us the second thing the Son of God will do.
他要带领我们进入一个真正的安息。
He will lead us into a true rest.
虽然以色列人已经进那时候因着神的带领进到了迦南地。
Although at time, the Israelites, were led into the land of Canaan.
但是他们并没有得到真正的安息。
But they did not receive the true rest yet.
所以这里他说我们有蒙下进入安息的应许，第四章第一节。
It says in the first verse of chapter 4, it says, the promise of entering his rest still stands.
在旧约的时候，这个安息是一个应许。
In the Old Testament, this rest, the promise of this rest is, this is a promise.
但是在神的儿子的里面，这个应许要变成实际。
In the Son of God, this promise become a reality to us.
我们怎么样可以进入安息呢
？How do we enter into the rest？
我们看第四章十四节。
Let's look at verse 14 of chapter 4.
第四章十四节说，我们有一位升天 升天高升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
We have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens.
十六节说，我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
And in verse 16 says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以怎么样可以进入这个安息？
So how do we enter into this rest?
同样要靠这个升天的大祭司。
We have to depend on the priest who has gone to heaven.
不是我们可以得到安息。
We cannot receive rest.
而是靠着这个升天的大祭司。
We have to depend on the priest has gone to heaven.
啊，这是神的儿子所做的第二件事。
This is the second thing that the Son of God did.
到第五章和第六章的时候，让我们看见神的儿子所做的第三件事。
In chapter 5 and 6, we will see the third thing that the Son of God did.
乃是要让我们进到一个完全的地步。
He will lead into perfection.
所以他说，第六章第一节，我们应当竭力进离开，我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
So the verse one, the first verse of chapter 6 says, therefore let us leave the elementary teaching about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that.
神的心意是要让他的儿女们进入到完全的地步。
God's desire is for his children to enter into perfection.
但是我们都知道，我们没有一个人是完全的。
But we know we are not perfect.
那怎么样可以让这个不完全的人进到完全的地步呢？
How does God do to lead this imperfect people into perfection?
那个要节就在第六章的第二十节。
The key verse is chapter 6 verse 20.
他说，做先锋的耶稣既照着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
Where Jesus who went before us has entered on our behalf, he has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
一个人怎么样能够进入完全？
How does one person enter into perfection?
一个人要进到那个至圣所，那个人就能完全。
One has to enter into the Holy of Holies.
一个人怎么样能够进到至圣所？
How does one person enter into the Holy of Holies?
乃是这个大祭司为我们先进入至圣所。
And it is the high priest has to enter into the Holy of Holies for us.
把至圣所的那个门为我们敞开。
He has to open the door to the Holy of Holies.
让我们这个人可以坦然无惧的进到至圣所的里面。
So we can enter into the Holy of Holies with confidence.
在那里我们成为完全。
In there we can become perfect.
不是我们这个人的问题。
It's not a matter of this person.
但是基督的工作的一个问题。
It's the work of Christ.
但是我们在哪里的问题。
It depends where we are.
当我们在至圣所的里面，在神的眼光里面，我们是一个完全的人。
When we are in the Holy of Holies, in the eyes of God, we are perfect.
我们看到神的工作，在我们身上有这三方面。
So we see, these are the three works that God will do in us.
但这三方面的工作，都指向这个大祭司。
And all these three works are all pointed to the priest.
所以第七章就让我们看见这个大祭司。
So in chapter 7, we see this high priest.
这个第七章告诉我们，这个大祭司不但是公义王，他也是平安王。
And in chapter 7, we see this high priest is not only the king of righteousness, also is the king of peace.
他不但满足神公义的要求，他也把平安带给我。
He has satisfied God's righteousness requirement, and he brings us peace also.
因为他把血带到神的面前，就满足了神公义的要求。
Because he has brought his blood to God and he has satisfied God's righteousness requirement.
因为他把人带到神的面前，让人的心里面有完全的安息。
And he brings people before God and they men can receive peace.
然后第八章让我们看到另外一件事，就是神的约。
In chapter 8 we see the covenant.Of God.
大祭司乃是为神的约做珍宝的。
the high priest is the mediator of the God's covenant.
神与人立了一个约。
God has made a covenant with man.
这个约就是来保证神的应许必要成就。
This covenant will guarantee that God's promise will be fulfilled.
神就设立了大祭司成为神的约的中保。
God has set high priest to be the mediator of this covenant.
这个约有三个部分。
There are three areas of this covenant.
从一个部分告诉我们这个约乃是一个赦免的约。
The first one, this is covenant of forgiveness.
因为人如果没有这个赦免，人就没有办法来到神的面前。
Without this forgiveness, man cannot come to God.
所以这个头一个部分是非常的重要。
This is very important. The first part of this covenant is very important.
这个约的第二部分乃是告诉我们，这个约乃是一个生命的问题。
And the second part of this covenant is regarding the life.
他说从以后呢，你们以后从小到大呢，都不需要人教导他们。
It says that you don't need a man to teach you from youth to old.
你们都会认识神。
You will know God.
只有从生命出来的东西不需要人来教导。
The things that come from life will not, does not require man's teaching.
所以这个约告诉我们，我们将要得到一个新的生命。
This covenant tells us that we'll receive a life.
这个生命让我们可以认识神。
This life will allow us to know God.
这个约还有第三个部分，乃是讲到神要赐给我们一个灵。
The third part is that God will give us spirit.
因为这个灵的关系呢，这个灵就成为我们心中的律法。
Because of the spirit, it becomes of inner law.
那个律法不再是写在石板上。
The law was not written on the tablet.
那个律法乃是写在我们的心里面。
The law was written in our heart.
在我们心里面的律法就是圣灵。
And this is the Holy Spirit.
他就来告诉我们，来教导我们，来劝勉我们。
It will teach us and it will exhort to us.
这是神给我们立了一个新约。
This is the new covenant that God has made with us.
在第九章的里面，神又让我们看见另外一件事，就是羔羊的宝血。
In chapter 9, we see the lamb of the blood of lamb.
第九章里面乃是提到在会幕里面这第三件事情。
This is the third thing in the tabernacle.
我们可以把这三章摆在一起看，这三章就告诉我们在会幕里面的一个光景。
These three chapters shows us the conditions in the tabernacle inside the tabernacle.
在这个真会幕里面有一个祭司，有一个约，还有羔羊的宝血。
Inside the true tabernacle, there's a priest covenant and the blood.
这个宝血乃是立约的一个凭据。
The blood is the assurance of the covenant.
我们看到这血的时候，就知道这个约曾经是存在的。
And when we see the blood, we know the existence of the covenant.
这个血又让我们能够进入至圣所。
And this blood allows us to enter into the Holy of Holies.
如果人不带着这个血，就不能够进到神的面前。
Without blood, we cannot enter, we cannot come before God.
这个血只被献上一次。
And this blood was offered once for all.
不像羔羊的血需要多次被献上。
It's not that the blood of the lamb we have to offer often.
基督一次献上就已经满足神的要求。
The blood of Christ offered once before God and it has satisfied God's heart.
所以这祭司因着这个约的缘故，把血带到神的面前。
And the priest brought the blood before God because of the covenant.
就满足神的心意。
And this satisfied God's heart.
这就是神救我们的一个方法。
This is the way God saves us.
到了第十章就让我们看见一个又新又活的道路。
In chapter 10, we see this new and living way.
这里说到我们可以进入至圣所。
And here says we can enter into the Holy of Holies.
第十章的十九节到二十一节。
From verse 19 to 21.
说到头一件事，就是因为耶稣的血，我们可以坦然无惧地进到至圣所的里面。
The first thing is by the blood of Jesus, we have confidence to enter the most holy place.
第二就是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And through him, a new and living way opened for us.
为什么说是新呢？
Why do we say it's a new way?
因为我们乃得到一个新的生命。
Because we have received a new life.
为什么说是活呢？
Why does it say it's a new living way?
因为我们乃是活在圣灵的里面。
Because we were living in the spirit.
这就是让我们这个人不再顺从一个死的律法。
So we do not follow a dead law.
我们乃是活在那个圣灵的当中。
We are living in the Holy Spirit.
第三看见有一个大祭司来治理神的家。
And thirdly, we see a high priest govern God's household.
这是我们今天所走的道路。
This is the way we walk on today.
我们所走的道路乃是在至圣所里面的道路。
We are walking on the path inside of the most holy place.
我们不是一年一次进入至圣所。
We do not enter into the Holy of Holies once a year.
我们也不是一周一次的来进入至圣所。
Not once a week.
我们乃是随时随地的在至圣所的里面。
We are inside of Holy of Holies every moment of the day.
我们什么时候靠着信心，我们什么时候就在至圣所的里面。
By faith, we are in the Holy of Holies.
这是我们的道路。
This is our way.
我们的道路乃是生命的道路。
Our way is a life.
我们的道路乃是圣灵的道路。
This way is a way of Holy Spirit.
今天在我们的心里面的问题不是一个知识的问题。
And the question in our heart is not whether it's a knowledge.
也不是一个方法的问题。
It's not method.
也不是一个组织的问题。
It's not an organization.
乃是生命的问题。
It's the matter of life.
我们最重要的还是注重我们里面的生命。
And the things we have to emphasize on is the life within.
另外，我们所重视的还是圣灵的问题。
We have to emphasize on the spirit.
在这个道路上，我们要往哪里去呢？
Where shall we go?
是圣灵的问题。
It's the matter of Holy Spirit.
圣灵乃是像云柱和火柱一样。
The Holy Spirit is like the clouds and the pillar of fire and the pillar of clouds.
当这云柱火柱移动的时候，神的儿女就行走。
When the pillars of cloud and the pillars of fire moves, the children of God follows.
有一个大祭司来治理神的家。
There's a high priest govern the household of God.
我们的眼目要注目这个大祭司。
Oh, I shall focus on this high priest.
这就是我们所走的道路。
This is the way we walk on.
然后下面又讲到在我们走这个道路的时候，有三个重要的事。
Later on, you mentioned there are three important things when we walk on this path.
在十一章告诉我们信心的问题。
In chapter 11, it talks about the faith.
这个是一个信心的道路。
This is the pathway of faith.
我们走在神的道路上的人需要有信心。
We need to have faith in order to walk on this pathway.
我们提到这信心有四个重要的因素。
There are four important reasons for this faith.
我们因着信心，我们离开这个世界。
Because of this with faith, we left this world.
就像亚伯拉罕离开他的老家一样。
Just like Abraham left his home.
他是因着信心离开的。
By faith, he left his home.
我们也是因着信心，我们离开这个世界。
We are also by faith left this world.
不是我们这个身体离开。
It's not just it's not all but physical leaving.
而是在属灵的里面，我们和世界人的道路分别了。
It is in the spirit we have separated from this worldly path.
第二个因素乃是我们因信在这个地上做客旅。
And the second one is we are the pilgrim of this world by faith.
我们在这个地上不是长居的。
We are not stay here for a long time.
我们乃是经过这里。
We're just passing through.
我们的目的乃是在永恒的家乡。
Our purpose is it's on the eternal city.
第三个信心的因素乃是一个支举的信心。
And the second one, the third one is the the claiming faith.
亚伯拉罕因为有信心，他在不可能的年日里面得到一个儿子。
Because of Abraham's faith, he received a son in his old age.
我们今天在地上要常常因着信心来支取神的祝福。
We are today on this earth. We have to by faith to claim God's blessings.
第四乃是有一个奉献的一个信心。
Fourthly, there's a faith, consecration faith, offering faith.
亚伯拉罕因着信心就把他的儿子以撒献在祭坛的上面。
By faith, Abraham has offered his son Isaac on the altar.
这四个是信心的一个四个因素。
These are the four reasons.
Elements.
Sorry, the elements of faith.
我们每一个人，神都要带领我们。来学习这个信心的功课。
God will lead, will guide us in learning of this, this lesson of faith.
十二章告诉我们，盼望。
Chapter 12 it talks about the hope.
我们的盼望在哪里？
Who is our hope?
我们的盼望乃是在信心创始成终的耶稣。
Our hope is rest on the author and the perfecter of our salvation.
不是我们这个人能够有这样活的信心。
We cannot have this living faith.
我们的信心乃是由这个，乃是由耶稣来创始的。
Our faith is begins with Jesus.
他不但创始，他也要来成全。
Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
这就是我们的盼望。
This is our faith.
特别是在当神管教引导我们的时候。
Especially when God disciplines us.
我们因为神爱我们的缘故，他管教我们。
Because God loves us, He disciplines us.
所以在落在神管教的里面，我们要来仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
When God disciplines us, we have to look upon the author and the perfecter of our faith.
另外，要让锡安成为我们的盼望。
And we should let the hope of Zion become our hope.
因为这个道路乃是通到锡安的。
Because this pathway leads us to Zion.
所以我们要成为一个快跑跟随主的人。
We have to run and follow Jesus.
让那个锡安成为我们的盼望。
And let the Zion becomes our hope.
第三，我们得到的是一个不能震动的国度。
And the thirdly, what we received is the unshakable kingdom.
这个国度也是我们的盼望。
And this kingdom is also our hope.
最后。在十三章里面讲到，这乃是一个爱的道路。
Lastly, in chapter 13, you mentioned this is also a pathway of love.
怎么样一个人可以活出一个爱的生活来呢？
How can one live out a life of love?
这里让我们来学习那个基督的样式。
Here we shall learn from our God, our Jesus.
基督为了爱我们的缘故，他就在城门外受苦。
Because Christ loves us and He has suffered outside the city.
因为爱我们的缘故，他就离开父的怀中。
Because He loves us, He has left the bosom of Father.
今天一个要爱神的人，也需要像主一样，要离开营外。
Today, if we want to love the Lord, we also have to go out of the camp.
那个营就是我们所习惯的地方。
The camp is the place where we are familiar with.
要出到营外，那个人必须要有所牺牲。
We have to go out of camp, and this is we have to sacrifice them.
一个人怎么样能够出到营外呢？
How do we go out of the camp?
他必须要先进入幔内。
He has to enter into the veil first.
如果人没有进入幔内，那个人就不能出到营外。
If one person did not has not gone into the veil, he cannot go out of the camp.
因为基督为我们的缘故进入幔内。
Because Christ has entered into the veil for us.
所以他能够也为了我们的缘故出到营外。
So he can he can went out the camp for us.
如果我们要做一个爱主的人，
if we want to be a lover of God,
我们需要常常进到幔内。
We have toenter into the veil constantly.
因为那里是爱的泉源。
There is a there it is the fountain of love.
然后我们才有力量来爱别人。
Then we have the strength to love others.
最后讲到我们要把赞美的祭献给神。
And lastly, he mentioned that we have to offer the sacrifice of praise to God.
神在永世里面已经有了这个美好的计划。
In God's internal plan, he has this wonderful plan for us.
这里没有一件事是我们所做的。
There's not one thing mentioned here, we can do it.
我们只要坦然无惧来到神面前就可以。
We can just come before God with confidence.
所以为着这个缘故，我们应该把赞美献给神。
And for this reason, we should offer the praise to God.
那就是我们爱神的一个方法。
That's a way for us to love God.
在地上，我们所做，我们所能做最美好的一件事情，就是做一个赞美神的人。
That's one thing we can do on this earth is to be a person who praises God.
这就是希伯来书给我们所看见的一些事情。
These are the things mentioned in the book of Hebrew.
我们在这几个月里面呢，我们读希伯来书，我相信我们都很感谢主。
We thank God that for past months we have studied the book of Hebrews.
因为我们看见他给我们设立的这个救恩是何等的完备。
Because the salvation he has set for us is perfect salvation.
盼望我们都能够从希伯来书里面得到帮助。
We will all receive help from this book to grow up spiritually.
并不是要让我们这个人能够对别人说我了解希伯来书。
It's not for us to say to others that I have understand the book of Hebrews.
也不是说我们这次读完希伯来书以后，我们就可以说我了解希伯来书。
We cannot after the study of this book, we cannot say that I have know the whole book.
我也不敢说我了解希伯来书。
And I dare to say that.
如果我们明年我们再读希伯来书的话。
If we study this book again next year,
我们还是要求神怜悯来开我们的眼睛。
We should also ask God's mercy to open our eyes.
如果我们把这一次我们所思想的把它抄下来写下来，然后下次呢我们就认为这就是希伯来书。
If we write down what we receive this time and we think that's the book of Hebrews.
那我们就不是走在那个又新又活的道路上。
Then we are not walking on that new and living way.
这个又新又活的道路，如果我们走在上面的话，神就每天在我们的心里面改变我们。
If we walk on that new and living way, God will change us every day.
如果经过神一年的改变以后，读希伯来书还是读出这样的话，那就不是又新又活的道路。
If after 1 year of God's working in us, and we still see the book of Hebrew as it is now, then God did not.
因为神已经要带领我们更往前去了。
God will lead us forward.
所以我们在这里所有的分享，所有的交通，是要让我们更多来到神的面前。
All the sharings we have here is just to draw us to near God.
让我们看见这个又新又活的道路。
To let us see this new and living way.
不是让我们知识上晓得的。
It's not for our knowledge.
那是要让我们实际上的走在那个上面。
It's for us to actually walk on the pathway.
这样当以后我们有机会再读希伯来书的时候，我们已经被神带到更前面的地方去。
That's when we have a chance to study this book again, then God will lead us one step further.
那个时候神要更开启我们。
And that time God will reveal to us more.
让我们看见更高的东西。
So we will see the deeper things and the higher things.
下一个主日我们开始来读约翰一书。
We will begin studying the first John next Sunday.
约翰一书可以说是13章的延续。
The book of First John is the continuation of chapter 13.
继续让我们看见一个爱的生活。
To continue to let us see the life of love.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你恩待我们。
You have mercy on us.
你就设立了这完备的救恩。
You have prepared this a perfect salvation.
你没有叫我们活在律法的里面。
You did not let us live under the law.
你把圣灵赐给我们。
You give us the Holy Spirit.
你常常在我们的里面要更新，要变化我们。
You want to renew and change us within.
让你的生命在我们里面可以越来越长。
So your life will grow in us.
我们谢谢你早上的时间。
We thank you for this time.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.